Because
you real clear. You real clear.
All right, awesome.
What's going on?
You tell me, because it's been a minute. Let me tell you.
Man.
On top of that, like, there's so much going on. This year is so weird.
It's weird as shit.
Man, but I feel like we're all, like, trying to just persevere right now and stay as resilient as possible or something. I don't know.
It's in the air. It's thicker than last year. It's thicker. As you know, I'm always trying to stay on a high frequency. However, but it's impossible to stay tipped all the way on that side of the scale. It's impossible to ignore it. Even I say sometimes I'm on the peripheral of it, but now it's here. It's here. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on, but I know something's going on. Something's going on.
And I can tell, like, this year has definitely been more so of like a spiritual warfare compared to what we were dealing with last year, because last year was like really, really in our face.
Yeah.
Not to say that it's not in our face this year, but this is really telling you, like, really check in with yourself.
Yeah, it's time. Feel
like you have to check in with yourself more often. You got to be more aware. You got to be more in tune. You know what I'm saying?
It's not even save a nigga's mode no more.
No.
No, for real. No, for real. Like, we don't even have time to sit down and explain this shit. If you haven't had the chance to settle in, and quarantine was the perfect time for everybody, even if you weren't aware of the paradigm shift that was going on, it was happening regardless. So you had time. You had intuition. Your signals was on high, king, very, for everyone. Right. But you have to apply that. If you didn't apply or get your spiritual armor up during that time, you kind of playing catch up right now. So don't get offended when you see the light workers that was usually out there blasting and trying to hip you and giving you, you know, little signals. If we on the move right now, just let it be. Follow if you need be. Follow. Not even follow. Join. It's a join type shit now. It's fucking join. We join this shit. We don't even have time to follow niggas no more. Because we don't even know the niggas to follow.
Right. Boy.
The masks are beyond the ones wrapped around your motherfucking ears.
Okay. Man.
Oh, shit. I don't know why I always push that button.
The bird in your background was like, preach.
And I was trying to push the cheer button, and that was the wrong button, but that was destined. Oh. That lets you know. I keep pushing this button. The last three episodes, I accidentally keep pushing this. And I got this little thing from Amazon. So, you know, I have my little setup, Blair. You know my journey. So I got my little setup now, and I bought one of them little mixers, you know, $60, $70. And a couple of them came in another language.
So I can't. No.
Look. This is a button that says watch. And this, when I push it, it does this.
What in the hell, girl?
I'm not trying to push them buttons, because them be little spells on the low. I don't want to send them through the frequencies or whatever. But I appreciate you for joining me, man. This is another episode of Dope Made with Love. Woo! I am the neighborhood love dealer, and I bought the clairvoyance, the plug. I bought the plug on the show tonight. We got the plug here. She came down from another dimension. Come fuck with us. I'm just saying, you got to get them when you can. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm the middleman to this shit. So this is a very special episode, because we're going to definitely talk from divine speaking. We're going to let this shit flow. And if you catch a gem, hold it, because you're going to need it. Because when the fourth quarter going to be a little tricky. Nah, I'm feeling like we all probably about to get tucked back in, you know? Some going halt for us. Everybody have to come to a halt at the same time again. I feel like that's
Yeah, I'm gonna throw some predictions out there too later on.
Please, you know, blessing. But look, I do my due diligence. And shout out to the listeners, man. Shout out to Anchor, everybody that's been following us. Mm-hmm. I got the girl who hyped me to really do this. Like, I've been doing, I'm talking about, like, just letting y'all hear it. letting the people finally hear it and get my shit together and talk. So I'm definitely going to give her all her love. She is on some magical shit. Y'all know I love magical shit, and not this Cat in the Hat shit. I'm talking about alignment, that magical alignment, you know. And she specializes in dream interpretation, past life regressions, angelic guidance, pet communications, love, health, money, career, whatever you need, you can tap in with Blair, and she's gonna give you all her handles. Before we get up out of here,
right,
we're gonna talk some shit tonight. We're gonna talk some shit. Mm-hmm. Welcome, Blair. Welcome. How you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. I also wanted to say I am a psychic medium as well.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that's that's another special gift to have to throw that in there. Because I definitely talk to people who have crossed over on the other side, and that's one of my strongest points. So I'm proud of that one.
Sweet. So let's psychic. We got a psychic on the line.
Yes, we do.
There we go.
Like a hotline bling.
Man, I know it's been blinging. Bringing a lot of How is the psychic during this time?
Okay, for me, I can only speak for myself. You know, being a psychic is just a gift, right? Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, I'm still a spiritual being having this human experience, and I still got my own shit to deal with. Okay.
Right.
Despite the fact that I am helping others, it's like, since you got to help yourself too sometimes. So I'm going through my own, you know, my other phase of my spiritual awakening. It's like phase 1000 at this point. You know, okay. I'm always evolving and growing and trying to, you know, wake up and become more conscious about what my path is and what I'm supposed to do here too, you know. I don't always have it figured out my damn self. That's just what it is. But that's the perks of being, you know, a spiritual being, having this human experience. You get to ride the wave, testing out, you know, does this work for me? Does, you know, maybe it doesn't, maybe it does, blah, blah, blah. So that's where I'm at right now. I've been doing a lot of, you know, inner work. I've been in hermit mode this year too. You noticed, right?
Yeah, I noticed. That's what this is kind of for too, because I'm like, okay, we're not about to do the shits and giggle on the back and forth through the text, through the DM. Let's create a space. I've created a space where she can just come and just let loose and, you know, and you're going to catch some gems regardless. But this really, because, you know, I love your whole life and that's what I do. And I only care about the well-being of others. So this is not a show where, you know, we're trying to flex on this. And no, this is. I want to, sometimes people with gifts and they're really out here serving the world, nobody really takes time out to step outside of what they do to really ask them, are you okay?
Right.
Is everything cool? Because having this experience as well, because I have spiritual gifts, you know, as well, but I also had to understand that nobody really asks me, am I okay sometimes?
They're not going to sometimes.
And it's, and when you accept the assignment, you know, you really have to deal with that. And that's just what it is and what it's going to be. So I just come here to ask you, like, how you been? Because how are you in this time? How are you?
Thank you. Thank you for even asking that question.
No, real shit. I only care about how are you, you know?
Right. Yo, I will say this. I've been challenged this year in more ways than one, but that's okay. You get what I'm saying? Like, because it's part of what I need to go through for my own personal evolution and growth as just, you know, who I need to become. So, it's just, you know,
it's shedding skin.
I was just about to say that. You took the words out of my mouth. Shedding those layers, man. Shedding those layers and just becoming anew. So, like, I'm not mad about it. I was at first, but it's like, you know, let's get through this shit. Let's get through this shit. Let's face, you know, these shadow aspects. And this is another thing about being a light worker. You'll see this shit a lot on social media. Everybody loves talking about the love and light shit. But guess what? A lot of the work happens when you embrace the shadow side. The shit that you don't want to talk about. All that deep shit. The shit that hurts. Like in the pit of your soul that you have to fucking face. That's the shit that will really, really help you grow and, you know what I mean? Elevate in the way that you need to. And not everybody loves to talk about that shit.
And people think that that's not a part of how their lives are shaping.
Right.
They think that's, you know, if I suppress it, and I'm not thinking about it, or I'm not aware that I'm thinking about it, that I somehow got some sort of control over it, and it's doing nothing to me. But in retrospect, it's killing your immune system. It's slowing down. It's causing you to be stagnant, and it may not be in ways that are tangible. Your life still could be going, the money still, you could be still running the bag up, got everything intact, but it's still something. When it's silent, when it's dark, when it's time to be with you, that knock, that voice get a little louder.
Yep.
It gets louder, and we need to talk about these things all the time in different forms, you know?
Absolutely.
There's a lot of people talking about it that have learned this information, because everybody this information is accessible. It's people that are out here that are using the mask of being a light worker. That's been something, and that's been, you know, ruffling my feathers a little bit, is all these fake ass spiritual leaders that have the knowledge. They're good with receiving knowledge and retaining it, but they're not really doing the inner work.
Yes, ma'am.
Because when the opposition comes, someone that you trying to enlighten, and they have all these contrast questions and excuses, and you know how I go, the debate.
Yep.
Some of these people that aren't ready yet are find themselves on the defense.
Yep.
Like they trying to fake, like prep, like convince you. This is not information that's convincing. I don't need to convince, because it's happening to you regardless.
Right.
Energy is real, and not just energy and vibes. Like, this is a goddamn a mood. Vibrations isn't a mood. It's a course of energy that you flow with, that you push and you control. But you have to understand that technically you're still not in control.
Absolutely.
It's weird. We gonna get deep on here, you know, but a lot of people don't want to talk about it, but we're gonna keep talking about it. So let's talk about it, you know. So back to you. I'm sorry, I had to let that go.
No, you're speaking facts. I appreciate that. For sure.
Yeah. So when you deal with a lot of people that come to you and they have just as many human problems, let's just say problems, as you, how do you use what you tell them and apply it in your life? Does that sometimes help you, other people experiences?
You know what was interesting? Yeah. And sometimes I realize that as I'm reading the person, I'm like, what I'm telling them is actually a message for myself. So I'll just take a mental note because, you know, or I'll even have to kind of put things into perspective where it's like, you know what, you know, I got to take my own advice here. So like, yes, I'm telling you this, but shit, I want to take this advice too. And I'll, you know, I'll outwardly tell them that, like, yeah,
doesn't
you know,
that, like,
so
freak you
shit.
Out, because at the end you be like, what the fuck?
Again,
because sometimes I tap out. I just tell people things in conversation, and I come to, and they're really in their feelings about what I really said, and I didn't really know I was saying it. But then when I leave the situation and replay it, damn, I need to apply that for me, you know, because we always talking to self. You know, a lot of people don't understand that, even though we look different, may feel different, we all have different views, but we are still talking to each other at the end of the day. It's a piece of all of us that we can reflect. We're walking mirrors, you know? Walking mirrors and shit, man. Yeah. So what are we going to do for your self-care, Blair? What are we going to do? What do you mean?
Well, right now for my self-care is really just to focus on self. That's all I can really do at this point in time. You know what I'm saying? So things will eventually start to balance out for me, because I do a lot where I can become very selfless and forget, like, hey, in order for you to actually be your best self and do what you can to help others, you really have to check in with yourself and do what you need to do. So the only way that I'm able to get through this is really to hibernate. That's why I've been in hibernation mode this year. That's why I've really been, you know, just trying to focus on myself, figure out what I need on a personal level. I won't get too deep on what everything is, because, you know, that's just you know, part of my journey. But like, I have to get through these things, and it will help me, you know, be that phoenix rising from the ashes. So it's like, okay, you know, I'm ready now,
right?
And hopefully that will become more visible.
It will,
you know, as this month comes and the rest of the year finally ends, and we transgress into 2022, which is going to be really, 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 Really
The
interesting.
tools, those are a lot of tools.
Yeah, we got to get prepared for a lot. When I say like we're in the pit of the belly of the monster, I don't think people understand
Yeah, we
what that
are.
really looks like. All right, so we gotta just
I've really
push
been
through this shit, man.
isolated. Like, it's to a point right now. I popped out for my birthday. I went home a couple times this summer. And it was all fun and love. I went the last time I went to go sling some love. So I just went to this event, had some promo items just to let people know that there are just to leave the impression, whether
Right,
it's a
right.
running business they can keep calling or this and that, just to know that there's someone around in the world that just want to let you know that they love your whole life with no conditions, no attachments.
Right.
So that's what I did. But I've been in my house for since I got back the top of August. So I've been in the house, not I haven't went to work. I'm on a leave of absence, and I haven't been anywhere in the last month. And I've just been in books, reading a lot of things on a lot of things, biological warfare, but deep diving, just renewing, getting my tools back in order. So I'm trying to find books, like tangible books, because I'm just saying, just in case the grid we go off the grid, I can still have something tangible to, look at and preserve the time, because I'm starting to get DMs and messages from my elders saying, little survival kits and generators, and we've talked about this. It's been spoken about as far as with the paradigm shift, everything's supposed to go black, in like December. I was kind of aware of some things, but we were never on exact timing. So it's going to be devised. Nobody can exactly predict the time and date, at least in our realm, of what's really gonna when it's gonna really happen. But I'm hearing it a lot, and we all know about mass thought, things manifest, and it's sticky, Blair. It's
It's so
Blair, let me not say,
interesting. No,
but
I was
it's
gonna say,
fun.
yeah, it's so interesting that you was talking about getting stuff together, because I was talking to my relatives and they were like, "Oh, I think we need to like get our landline back." And I'm like, "You know what? Yeah, because we're so stuck on using electronics. So let's say we do lose electricity. Okay, what do we have? Who can we call if our phones are dead and stuff like that? I mean, even if we do have generators, we still have the landline. You get what I'm saying? Like, we got to go old fashioned. Let's get a phone book and write these numbers down, because let's be for real. How many numbers do you know by heart?
I'm nowhere near like I used to be, and I kind of held on for as long as I could, but with
Okay.
as much nope, as like the main people, of course, my mom,
Right.
my dad, the necessity, I will say the necessity, then well, not like I used to. So yeah, it's just I need to write some things down, like numbers,
Yeah, because
contact,
I don't hardly
addresses.
know anybody's number by heart anymore. Like,
Yeah. As
what?
far as friends, if you 40 and under, I might not know your number by heart. 50 and under, I might not, because
I just don't know your shit. I'm
I
sorry.
don't know your
So,
shit. I probably don't even communicate with you a lot through the phone.
it's like, who am I call? I gotta look at my phone. My phone's dead. Okay, like I gotta get my phone book out or some shit. But
Okay. Noted. You hear that, listeners? Let's get us a goddamn phone book. We're gonna
I
plush
know,
it.
it's old
We're gonna
school as
get a Rolodex. I'm about to start
hell. Get
slinging
that Rolly.
Rolodex.
Yeah, I'm about to get my Rolodex.
I'm
The fuck? I need that good old
fuck
black
yeah.
book, fam. Like,
I might fuck around. Give me an encyclopedia on the low. Just so
okay.
we gonna need some shit. It's feeling like it.
Shit.
Blair, it's feeling like it.
I
Damn,
need
it's feeling like
that
it. Damn, it's happening. If we in the midst of, we are in the belly of it. Like,
We're in the
it's
belly of it, so it's like we got to keep pushing through. I know
yeah.
people, we love to pump all this fabulous fake shit on social media, like everything is still hunky dory. No,
Nope.
we still got some real life shit we going through, y'all. This shit ain't over. Like, we still got to
Earthquakes
keep
is going
going.
crazy, the
Yeah,
hurricanes, the fires, all
it's not
the
over.
elements, the elements, the elements. Ooh, the
It's that Captain Planet shit.
elements. Yeah, man. And I'm gonna start watching that shit. I'm about to tap back in the magic school bus.
I can't.
You might know
Stupid.
I need to get back to the regular when it was normal, because it's all this other shit is an illusion. So with memory and how memory is going nowadays, people don't remember. Time is a blur. I talk to certain people my age, and I could say something like what happened in 2010 to the fact. Like, I still remember what it smelled like, looked like, you know, and it was some real interesting shit that happened. They'd be like, no, I don't even remember that. What?
I don't even remember. I'm going to keep it real. I can't even remember what the hell was going on in 2010.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But that's just where I'm at. And like, some shit I just don't. Yo, for real. Like you said, time is a blur, right? It's really
well,
blur.
Well, pain.
For me.
Well, I associate my memory of time with feelings.
Okay.
So I can remember. I just can remember how I felt. And I felt in those times.
Well, yeah. From what my understanding is, either if you went through something very traumatic or something that was really monumental, pivotal in your life, you can remember those time stamps,
yeah.
whether good or bad. Yeah. So I guess I wasn't doing shit in 2010 because I don't remember shit.
Nah, don't say that.
I'm dead ass. I don't remember what the hell
I was
doing.
A lot of shit, Blair.
Child, I don't know.
Yeah.
2015, I remember that like the back of my hand because I went through mad shit. Feel me? I ain't gonna talk about it, but you know.
Yeah, that was the beginning of my journey though.
Mm-hmm. Things were happening.
Shit was happening. Yeah, mm-hmm. A lot of shit happened there. A lot of this shit did happen. Not that I know all that a lot of shit, but I know something really, really, really detrimental happened to you as well, you know, with your brother. And I know that was a life changing thing, you know, losing.
Yeah,
the
that
one.
Was 2018. Yeah.
Yeah, that was in the midst of that. Rest in peace to Chad.
For sure. Rest in peace to that man.
Yeah, man. I know that was a part of you. I read the eulogy. I did. You know, I did my research, Blair. I'm in tune with this. You know, that's why when you ask me, should I do it? I've always told you, like, I can always see it. I always know what I would do, but I always wanted to do it with people that were not so far up in the air, in the clouds. You know, like, it's real people that really do dope shit all the time.
Right.
And that is good for the ecosystem, regardless of how it's perceived to anybody, to anybody's opinion. But it's dope shit, and that's why I wanted a platform to talk to real people that fucking do that. So I dissected you. I want to give you a respect. We are friends, but this is some real shit because we gonna take it to the. We taking it there with this. I'm all in. I'm all in with it. So I looked you up. I know what you on, the cleanup, your community service, just everything. So I'm all in. But I read the eulogy and something really stuck out that you had said, and we were just kind of speaking on it, was that the truth is no one dies. Still, we are destined to leave this earth. And that's something that really stuck out to me, because in my journey, it forced me to look at death totally different.
Mm-hmm.
In the form of a celebration, even with my human emotions attached, my memories, everything. Because we lost a few family members this year for 2021 was tricky, like we said, but
mm-hmm.
Everyone doesn't take it the same way when people lose it, when people think of death. And I'm pretty sure it's a lot of people that's thinking about dying.
Did you lose any aunts?
No, I lost an uncle.
An uncle, okay.
Yeah, I lost an uncle, and we lost this 20th. We lost baby Jay, my little cousin. He was 1 year old, so he passed away in April. And I had him, and that was then a friend had passed away. It's been a lot of death. My grandmother.
Oh, you got a lot
away.
Going on. Yeah.
Yeah, but I've been on the rock mode, you know, light worker mode. So sometimes I sit back and think if I grieve properly, because like I said, when you tap in, most times you look at death differently. So I started to. I know it's normal. So I kind of ignore
Sorry, but why is there an aunt around you? Why is there an aunt energy around you, though? That's what I'm trying to figure out. That's what I'm picking up on. I'm trying to understand what that aunt energy is.
I don't know. I got two aunts. My aunt Valerie and my aunt Pauline and my aunt Maggie. That's on my dad's side.
Okay.
But those aunts are still living.
Okay, I'm gonna just ignore it because it was like an aunt that just wants to I can't figure it out.
But Blair, I did the ancestry. did the ancestry blend.
You got everything back or no?
I got everything back.
Can we talk about this? Okay, wait.
I did that with the traits.
Okay.
I am 37% of the Western African, so Bantu peoples in Congo.
Get out. Wow.
30% Nigerian.
Hey.
Yeah. I'm of the what's the other one? Mali.
Mali. Okay.
2% Ireland. Some Ooh. Ireland up in me. I got the Ireland. And the other one's like miscellaneous little things. And I did the traits. I found the cousins. I saw two cousins. Everybody looked like Africans. Like, for real. So I'm really feeling like it's my dad's side. Okay, Blair.
What?
Blair. Someone told me my dad is dead. My grandmother said my birth father, because that's why I did it. Remember, listeners, you don't know, Blair had me on her. She has a podcast.
Wait. You said somebody told you that your dad what?
Is dead. My birth father. My grandmother told me that my birth father, my biological father, is dead. So that's what led me to do the ancestry, because I'm trying to find people on his side of the family because they don't know. My grandmother knows she tried to kill him. So the story, my grandmother said she tried to shot at my father 6 times because he was saying some inappropriate comments about my mother around her friends. So that led me to believe that maybe my father was an older man if he is talking to some older women like my grandmother age. So that may be been a thing. It had to be. That's what my feelings tell me. My intuition tells me. She said she found out about it and she tried to kill him. It didn't work. And that was that. Well, I didn't have the courage. I don't want to say the courage. That's not a good word. I didn't feel like going into the whole... That's not something that you don't remember, Grandma. And I've been asking y'all for about 10 years who my dad was.
Got it.
And she came and she's like, well, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, you know, it's always that. If I'm not mistaken, I heard that he was dead through some friends of his. And me just being me, wanting to be all, all right, Grandma, I appreciate you for that.
Was he a drinker?
She said he was like a bad death. I don't know. She gave me a name like Roscoe. She said Roscoe.
I'm getting like a heavy drinker. Like, I was a heavy drinker back in the day, and it's not what I wanted, but I had no other way to just live through life because I had to drink so much. Mm-hmm. I drank a lot. So I do feel like he has perished, but he's speaking about drinking and having just this heaviness, heavy as his heart. I don't know if he had a heart condition, but he had a lot to take. Like, there was so much cloudiness in his mind. Like, I'm touching my head because my head just feels like, can't even think. Like, my head's about to fucking explode. So, pardon my French, but like, wow.
What's his name?
I'm not getting a name.
But the ancestry said I had people in South Carolina.
Yeah, a lot of slave trade went through South Carolina, man. Even my family included, bro. Like, I don't know what that's about, but
I don't know. But they said that those specific tribe of people, our people, our ancestors, they went through South Carolina.
Yep, that's the hot spot. Of us
is South Carolina. So,
yep, me too. That's why I hate that state so much.
Okay.
On the set, I hate that state so much.
I've never been aligned with South Carolina. I tried it one time. Matter of fact, I tried to stay in South Carolina. Well, before I came to Ohio, on the low, not many people know, like one or two people knew. But that I got pushed out of that with Ohio. I don't know why, but something came up where I ended up linking up with cousin, and then I'm here. So
yeah, you picked the right place. No, you picked the right place. You were spiritually got in tune, child.
Yeah. Oh no, for sure. When I tell people, when they ask me, some people look at it like, oh yeah, Man, when I see you and hear your story, I really, you know, I'm telling people I did not know nothing. I did not know. I just went with my intuition. I finally just, because it's always been there to just get up and leave. You know me, Blair. I always been the up and leave, you know. I'm a free spirit. And I just leave when things don't feel right, or I just roll. And DC wasn't feeling really. DC has a weird energy over it right now. This, but besides the violence, like that type, death is really around DC right now. You can feel it, you can cut it. When I went home a couple of times, you just feel it. It's something in the air. And I've been knew that I needed to leave, you know, and that's why I just up and left. I didn't have the money. I ain't even, I had no plan, but I had a spiritual plan. So I just betted on my spiritual plan. I betted on my spiritual self.
Yeah, you
And
gotta
it
bet
worked
on
out.
yourself.
It worked out. It finally worked out. And it makes you always think back, like, damn, I could have been did this. But no, probably not.
No, timing, divine timing too, man. Divine timing is real.
If I was more intellectual as far as knowing what happened, like I'm pretty sure you could probably tell me on that day what was happening in the universe to cause me to feel a certain, you know, I don't know that, but I definitely know the feeling of it, and I'd be rolling out. I'd be out. I'd
You
be
got
out.
to though. That's just your nature. I think eventually you'll find a place to call home, but I feel like right now you have to kind of navigate this way. Because through this process, you'll start to become stronger and then more willing and more profound things will start to happen to where it's like, okay, I'm going to make this pivotal move next, and then it'll stick eventually, and then you'll stay put. All right, so
That's
like
funny
your
you say
spirit is
that,
just looking for a home. You're just looking for home. You'll find your home. All right,
because I'm not
so
settled here.
you're not. You're
I
really
am.
not.
It looks like it. Like I got everything that I would want when I was home in DC. Apartment, place, job, steady. But spiritually, I'm starting to feel like I'm starting to feel that box again, Blair.
Yeah, there's a struggle here happening again. So it's just like I for real, I don't even want to say a lot because it's for real, like it'll turn into a personal reading.
I
But
feel
just
you.
know at the end of the day, you're gonna find your home and your place. Okay. So just keep going through this, experience it. Wishful thinking. There's nothing wrong with wishful thinking. If there's a place that you never, thought of living before and you want to go there, go. You know what I'm saying? Don't like limit. No limitations here. There's things that you just need to experience and endure to make you stronger and become more who you are meant to become. All right. You're on the right path. Don't think you're not. You are. All right. The street is very clear for you because I'm seeing a pavement, a road, all right, with the yellow lines and shit. Yeah, it's very clear. There's no blockages here. It's just you gotta just continue to trust the process. So, you got it. You do. It's not right. It may not always feel right sometimes.
That's what
You
I think sometimes too. I'm
be
like,
like, man, but just
right.
you gotta rock with it, man. I don't know. There's nothing in this road blocking you from your potential or anything. It's fucking clear as day. Like,
And it took a part. It took a minute to
ridiculous.
get there, for real. Like
Yeah,
I'm
man.
really on that shit. I be slanging this love. It's I love your whole life. Shit is going places. I
Yeah,
don't
man.
know like what it is, but
Yeah,
definitely.
you got a
And you know,
long road ahead of you, but it's clear. Just know that. It's all gonna be all right.
I'm 80s and 90s when I'm dropping them gems. I'm slanging love. They ain't gonna never see no 80
Yeah.
yo, no 80 yo slanging that
Fact.
love. Oh my gosh, God
You are
knows what I
the
want to see.
creator.
No, for real, for
You are
real.
the
Hey,
wisdom
Blair.
creator. Yeah.
Hey, I appreciate that. You know, you always get me revved up.
Yeah,
But
man.
we got dough, Blair. We want to. I need a reading. I need a
Yeah.
reading. We got dough. You
Yeah.
know, we got
Yeah.
dough. And letting the listeners need to know, you know, that they can come to you. And like at the end of the show, we definitely be gonna funnel them in. Funnel them in. I'm feeling so good and excited right now. Because I really treasure you, you know, not to be corny, but I really treasure, you
Thank
know, I
you.
treasure this
You
shit,
said not to
man.
be
Like,
corny. Nah,
not
it's
to be
cool.
corny on some, you know, because
It's
we not
cool.
kicking it. We not going to the bar. We not doing none of that. It's just really spiritual connection
And that's how it's
that
supposed to
I have,
be right now.
you
Like,
know?
this is what we're meant to be doing together, uniting in this way and coming together to really drop these gems on everybody.
That's what I'm
We
saying.
gotta do
Anybody
that. That's
listening,
our
y'all
purpose.
tune in. on either platform, we need to unite greater in numbers, because we out here. Because there's some people that just aren't comfortable. That's why I might get on here sometimes and kick the shit. I smoke my little weed. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. I let people know in 3D, you can be who you are and still be enlightened.
Right.
And it's okay. You know, it's just a vessel. It's all right. But that shit that's up in you is the real power that you have to change your reality. You just got to be able to sacrifice your vision of what your reality looks like. Because that's where the tricky part comes in.
Absolutely.
That's where the tricky part comes in, man. So, you know, I got to get on this music shit, Blair.
What's up with the music shit?
A lot of music shit going on with these albums. Donda, the Drake shit. It's just a lot of repetition going on, Blair.
You know what's crazy? I have not listened to their album. So it's cool. Can't even like tap in the way that I want to, but it's cool. Interesting because as an outsider, I see a lot of hype happening, right? Yeah. And it's just, I don't know. It's interesting, especially since Drake album has recently dropped, and there's a lot of people recreating his artwork right now all up and down my Instagram feed. Mm. Like, it's crazy. So I see where the influence is. And you know, there's supposed to be like this beef between him and Kanye.
I don't even know.
I don't know either.
Content is so, if I can sum it up, Kanye, it's almost like 3D versus 5D.
Really?
I'm going to give you that. That's all I'm going to give you. You understand what that means. So it's 3D versus 5D, and it's all blended in every track on both albums.
Okay.
So it's like war, like how we're in a spiritual warfare. Mm-hmm. It's that on tracks.
Okay.
Especially with the Donda. But Drake does it more with frequencies and tone.
Okay.
So you might put that this lightning tone with, but the lyrics are off. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
It's on the other side of duality.
Well, I'm going to have to give it a listen. Yeah. I've just been taking my time. I'm not the one that automatically jumps on the hype train. I don't give a fuck that way. Yeah. I'm going to get to it, though. I will.
Yeah, I know.
I just know the track list long as hell for both of them. Like,
that's 50 songs.
They on some double disc shit.
They
like,
take it back
crazy.
To the 90s. They take it back to the 90s.
This
and
is
it's
a
like,
double disc, my nigga. Like, hello?
I didn't pay attention to the hype. I got caught up listening to Drake yesterday because my friend, I got some love in my life, Blair.
Ooh.
Yeah, but when we do our thing, you know, it's always some shit with me. So.
Lord Jesus.
The love comes in all forms.
Jesus. Get it together.
That road ain't clear, Blair.
Listen.
Nah.
Like, that road is not clear.
It's clear because I'm definitely making it clear, but it's not the best road.
And it's not clear for me either, especially with these dudes, but I can't say too much. Man. I'm going to be quiet. Nah. I can't because it ain't going to come out right. I'm going to sound like a cold-hearted biatch. No. I'm not going to do it.
I feel for y'all right now.
These beta men
out here.
I
really
don't get it.
Man, I don't know what Kool-Aid they've been drinking.
I don't get it.
I don't know the size of the cup, because the Kool-Aid is readily available, it seems as though.
Clearly.
Everyone knows exactly where to go get this Kool-Aid. I don't know how much they drinking of this shit, but this shit is getting out of the control.
Yeah.
But the women are getting out of control, too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You got to share your perspective.
Okay, so with females right now. And I'm talking about not just females in a love type, you know, not that type of sense of a female, but just in retrospect, a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Characteristics of women have kind of flip-flopped to characteristics of alpha males.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like an allegiance of this shit, but it's like coinciding. Well, it's like blending in with beta men and women.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it feels as though it's women versus beta men versus the community of communities right now. We know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
Against alpha men.
Which is weird too.
Financially, spiritually, you know, spiritually, we all, you know, it works like masculine and feminine. We need the balance.
Right.
There's so many women warriors that's kind of emasculating men based on the rise of this feminine energy right now, for the past that I've been aware of it, the last 3, 4 years for real. And I'm just like, I feel like they boxing the men out. I feel like us as women, and I'll say us because we are one, but it feels like boxing the men out, the alpha men.
This stuff give me a headache. I'm not gonna lie.
I
It's just so, no, it's so much. I'm just like, I don't
Yes.
know what y'all doing anymore. Like, what are we
No.
doing?
No,
Y'all give
for
me a
real. What are we
freaking
doing? Like,
headache.
no, like for real. It's a lot of shit going on. I've had an episode on my community. So I'm pretty transparent with everything. So I hate to say, I only say my community for descriptive purposes because we don't have visuals. If you see me, you see what I got on, you know what it is, but we is not repping it to life. No, we not. I'm not with the gang violence. Nah, fuck that shit, Blaine. Let me real. Let's get hype. Let's get
Wait,
hype. We real. Hey, we
wait.
ganging up on people right now,
Not
and
you
it's
say the
crazy.
gay violence though.
Yes, Blaine.
What?
Subliminal violence. Fucking violence, man. They going on my. The men, the women can't say nothing. The straight men can't say. Y'all, we wilding.
I think
And I'm gonna
I
say.
don't know. Yeah, I don't know where
Yeah.
that's coming from. Where you think that's coming from?
Yeah. It's the men taking all this feminine energy in and hiding behind the women and their rights and their true rights. But when these women's and like the lesbian community, because coming up, I thought it was all about, I thought the gay community and the rights was all about, all right, you can't stop somebody from looking at you funny in public because it's weird.
Right.
It's going and not weird, but it's going to be weird to people that's normal, especially back then. Let's say about 10, 15 years ago. It's kind of weird. So we come to this point now where it's just out there and we ganging up on the heterosexuals because they believe that the community shouldn't press it upon the youth. It's like, I don't care what you do in the bedroom, but why I gotta see it in the bedroom? On my TV. My kids coming to, you know, just because there's a lot of things that parents do, not to go be all over the place, but there's a lot of, you can't control your kids like how we were controlled as kids.
Right. No, these kids is built different.
They're built different and they're way more enlightened than we've ever been.
Absolutely.
Especially with all this technology and energy wrapping through here. There's so many karmic cords going around and attachments, and it's your kids. But as far as the gay community, I thought it was just about if I die. And I want to go to the hospital. You know, I would need to see my partner. I need rights to it because we've been living together or, you know, co-parenting, however. I need rights or wills or whatever, but that wasn't possible back then.
Right.
The abuse, I understand the abuse that came with it, those type of rights, I get it. But now it just seems like they just want to be separated from all other humanity. They want to add all these numbers and letters, and you know, I just don't get it no more. All I care about is the youth when I speak on it. So I just feel as though certain things shouldn't just be pushed in our culture, our hip hop community, our culture concerning this, you know, the gay community. We wildin'. The behavior is crazy. It's not the same. The men can't walk around with they penises out. Because they straight at a straight man festival, you know?
A straight man festival.
Yeah,
They got
straight
theirs.
it doesn't exist. My point exactly.
Oh,
Because
they
it can't. You feel for it. Because he can't, you know? When we go to the pride festivals, it's going
Lord
nuts.
Jesus, yeah.
It's going crazy
Yeah.
at Pride. My little young ass was at Pride. 16, 15, you know. Impressionable was the other impressionable years. We talk about the theta age when 1 and 6, but when we get in the teenage, it's a lot of things we soak up just from our environment.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't want no trouble. I'm family. I can speak on it, you know, but I just say I'm a W. I'm a W. I'm a woman who like a woman sometimes, you know.
Right.
Sometimes I just want a woman. Sometimes I just want myself.
And that's okay.
And
That is
that's
okay.
okay. I just don't associate me. You know, I'm tired of people. I don't want nobody keep walking up on me like feeling nervous. What should I call you? What do I sound like?
You know why though? Because a lot of things, it was just like, what are your pronouns? I'm like, all
I didn't
right,
know that
we going
mattered.
there. Yeah. So, man, I had an experience with like a coworker who's like called her by her name. I was like, yeah, girl. She was like, I'm not a girl. I was like, all right, I'm he, she, I'm he, some he, him. Okay, I looked at the profile picture. I just automatically thought you were a woman because you looked like one. All right. But I was not saying that in the sense of just like, I didn't put it like this. I didn't do it on purpose. It was not purposefully done to insult this human. I was just like, yeah, girl, kiki kiki. And she's like, see, I
No,
messed up again already. He
see,
was like, I'm
you
not a
can't.
girl. And I'm like, oh, okay. My pronouns are this. All
I
right,
thought it
we're
was
going
Mr.
there.
Mister and shit. He, she. I mean, I'm just saying.
That's
It's
fine.
like
That
that's
is
fine,
fine.
but they not they, and we're not jumping on the they, but I'm just saying.
No, right.
They some people some of them are not really nice enough to be able to express to you what that means. They just take immediate offense. Then
Right.
it becomes some type of slander or discrimination. Like, no, I'm just trying to gain a sense of understanding. And we in
Yeah.
a real world where it's not a lot of polite shit going on anyway. So how do you expect me to ask you like or accept that? And you just gonna brush off
Exactly.
on me just for me not knowing, me being literally ignorant to it. Because to my two eyes that I've had all these years, you look like a girl. You smell like a girl. If a man pulled up on you, your pheromones, he don't care what.
Right.
It's just DNA. Like when do we like skip the DNA part of it, the
I don't
scientific?
know. It's
Yeah,
getting really technical though,
it's
and
getting
I'm
technical for me. I'm about to go find me a man, a king.
okay.
No,
And you know
I'm
what?
getting out
That's
the
okay
game.
too.
No, for real though.
Listen, you
No, it's
can do
okay.
whatever the fuck you
I
want at
can
this
though.
point.
I
If you
can.
want to go marry a goddamn sheep, I'm sure you could do it because that's how people fucking move on this planet.
Yeah.
People doing any and every fucking thing. I don't know
Yeah.
what the fuck's going on. I'm just
For real.
here, nigga. I'm
Yeah,
just
I just want to
here.
be here. I don't want to be a part of
All
that shit either. I just
this
want
shit
to.
is just, the shit is just happening. I'm just like, all right,
Right.
humans are being humans and it's just getting more technical now. And I'm just like, at this point, all y'all just human. We're humans, all right? But we
Yeah.
gotta, I don't know, for whatever reason, humans need labels. They need titles. We need
This is
this, we need
title,
that.
these labels are weird.
But
I don't even like the
forever we
title of
need these
black.
things to identify who we are. For whatever
Right.
reason, we just feel like we need it
Because
all
people
the
only
damn
see things
time.
through their
Everything
two
needs a fucking
eyes.
name and shit. Yeah.
People only
Why
see
you think
things
we
through their
came up
two
with all the fuck?
eyes.
Why you think we came up with all the fucking words in a dictionary, my nigga? Like, we
Exactly.
just need words. We need
The
these things.
vanity of it. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck thought of Tuesday? Who thought of the weekdays? Like,
Girl,
who
when you
the
find
fuck
out, let
said,
me know. The hell?
man, who told us it was 24 hours in a day?
Nobody knows, okay? This is what I'm
Because when
saying.
the sun is up, it's day. But when the sun is down, it's nighttime.
But who said that? Why is
But
that a
who's,
thing?
and why even that a thing?
Who gave that the authority for, day to be day and night to be night?
Exactly. See the rabbit hole.
Okay, we
The
ain't going down that
humans.
bitch though. I'm gonna
No,
walk
I'm
the other
not.
way.
No. You got me
I'm gonna
once
walk
with it.
I'm gonna walk the other way. I'm not going down that
Yeah,
rabbit hole right
we
now.
out. We out. We out. We on another dimension.
It's
It's too much. How did we get here? When I was at St. Aug, I never thought we'd be here.
I'm telling you,
They didn't say it was gonna be like this.
everything happens for a reason,
They tried to
man.
spook us with the Y2K shit. That was the see. That was the.
That was the most lamest shit ever,
That was the
though. When I
lamest
tell
shit
you
that
the
we
hype
fell
was
for.
real, I know the hype was so
That's
real.
how I kind of that job set me up my little barrier for the C word. We say the C word on the show, so you know what that means,
Okay,
though. But
yeah.
we that created my little barrier for the C word because it felt like some Y2K on the low, besides the bodies, I guess. But not to laugh after that, but y'all know what I mean. It just
Right.
felt real staged. Everything seems staged
It
right now.
did. You know why? Because first of all, from my understanding, it has been a very real experience. But you know how like Big Brother likes to act. They like to manipulate and add on to the stigma and create fear. So then it's like, this is a perfect opportunity to add more fear onto this situation. All right. So that's the problem. Using your discernment, understanding like a lot of this shit,
Man,
you got to know what is real and what is not, what is
that's what got me
truth and
through.
what is not truth. You know, use your
Discernment.
discernment.
Discernment is
Because the
key.
news is always good at
Not your
pumping.
comprehension, not even your logic.
Yeah, they love that fear-based shit. That's why I don't watch the news like that.
Haven't watched the news. They got me doing was the sniper
What
around
sniper?
2003 when the sniper was in DC. You
The
know, DC
DC
was on
sniper?
the DC
Burr.
sniper. We was on lock, and that was same time around they was in Afghanistan before. So it was hella helicopters everywhere. The news talking about the search helicopters for the sniper, the Afghan talking about terrorist attacks. This before 9/11, right before. So the city was on high alert all around the DMV area. But I was so into the news because my parents are news based. I grew up in Catholic schools where you had to do current events. That was a subject, you know, and it was a lot of pumping that misinformation, biased opinions, company policy shit. And I sunk so deep into that. I was scared to go to sleep. Every time I would hear a helicopter, I'd be scared to go to sleep thinking they're gonna bomb the place.
Oh
All
man.
type, like the paranoia that I felt. My dad had a white van.
Oh
My
my God, they
dad,
were definitely looking for
man, my
that
dad had a white, he had just started his painting service. And he had just his first year in, and that had happened in that fall. And it's like down season from painting, you know, at least outside painting what he was doing.
white van.
But
Right.
they targeted him. Every time he come home, you know, from work, do a job, he'll talk about how he got stopped by the police. They were real aggressive, real, you know, doing their thing because the city was on heightened alert because people were actually dying and getting killed point
Right.
blank. But I remember just being so caught up to the news. And once, one day, I just snapped out of it because I used to pray about it because I was scared. I'm my only child, big house. It brought all types of fears and all types of stuff in my imagination. You know, I started to prepare for things before they even happened. And what I know now, then, imagine if I really was on that momentum, I could have manifested that in my life. Not the
Right.
exact thing, but the objective of it, the fear of it, the consequence of that fear.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So I vowed then I will never be enough. Fuck the news. I don't care where it's coming from. My timeline not even aligned, especially on my I Love Your Whole Life page. I don't see that shit. Because I created an algorithm in the last 2, 3 years, whereas though they know what I like and don't like. And that's why you know it really is artificial intelligence, because it's not a person putting that in your stuff. Because after a while, they don't send me, if I need to go see the tea or whatever, somebody even sending it to me, or I'm going seeking it myself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But that's what we it's tricky right now, man. It's tricky. I don't fuck with
It's
the news.
really tricky. Really tricky. Let's get into some predictions. I'm wondering
Let's do it.
what do you want to know though? I want to answer some shit.
Right, what do I want to know? I want to know.
See, we can get some info.
It's two things I want to know.
What's up?
I definitely want to know, will I ever get the answers that I want concerning with my father? Is that chapter closed and I need to just move on? And it's done. And the second thing is, am I chasing, is I Love Your Whole Life, my career is what I want to do, spread love for a living. Although I believe it, I know it, but is it real? Am I just really in tune with just me creating my reality and it's just a world that I created, but is it really real?
Okay,
Will it
let's start.
sustain me?
Right. Let's start with the first question about you wanting to know if you'll ever, what was finding your father, like what?
Would know about him, like his name, just because apparently he's dead, so I won't meet him.
Right. So
But like,
the ancestry thing that you're doing is part of the exploring and the navigating and the understanding of who he is, mm-hmm. will you ever get all the answers? Not necessarily so. Does mm-hmm. that mean you give up? No, not right away. I think you need to just gather everything that you can gather and then close the chapter when you feel like you've completed that task. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it's not very cut and dry. There right. are some relatives out there that could be able to help you, but this will take a lot of time and patience to even reach them. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. And get to them yeah. so you can get some answers. So it's not going to happen right away.
Yeah.
You just got to really, you know, put the pedal to the metal and research and really deep dive and figure it out. And put those pieces together. So
yeah,
there's some connectivity here. You'll figure it out. Yeah.
I kind of know the link to that with my mom, but I'm not speaking with my birth mother right now.
Yeah. There's just a lot. It's a yeah. lot.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's see. Well, career. Well, I sustain myself with this. I never had to really ask for shit, Blair. So this shit is different. Every time you ask me, I'd be like, I don't know what I want. No. Because I'm so, I know it'll all work itself out. But sometimes, and it's so cliche, but fuck it. Will I ever be in love with someone who matches me?
You jumping from one question to another, child.
I don't
okay.
fucking know. You know, Maria. God damn. I forgot she was in your pocket. I saw. Like, I created a question out of silence. My bad.
What the
you
hell?
In your pocket? You ain't no fucking genie. My bad.
You said one question, two, three, right, four. Like, hold on.
I'm gonna catch up.
Jesus. All right. You like, went from one question to the next, nigga. Like, hello.
My bad.
Okay. You know, I'll answer the love one. Okay, so I can't with you. All right, so the thing is with your love life, you're choosy. I feel like you're choosy as fuck, and I feel like your choosiness is not unwarranted. It's actually a good thing. It's a good thing for you because you're very prideful. But like the thing is, you'll figure it out, and you'll find somebody, and the person that you do choose. that you end up being in a long-term serious committed relationship with will be the one that you're choosing for a reason. Like this person will be, they have a very warm, caring spirit and soul. So they'll kind of match your energy and your vibe. Mm-hmm. And in the long run, you'll realize you had to do what you had to do to reach this moment in your life to attract that lifetime partner. Okay. All right. So there's a learning curve here, but there's also a big warning sign because I feel like sometimes you can pick the wrong ones too. Even when you are choosing, you can pick the wrong ones too. Like you can pick them, but you can fuck up.
Yeah.
You fuck up sometimes. All right. That's okay. Yeah. It's okay. I mean, listen.
Yeah, I do. You just hit my soul.
I'm sorry.
'Cause I say I'm in some shit now. I'm in love with someone that's not mine.
Yeah, you can fuck up, man.
I do that a lot. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I manifest someone that's really good for that matches me, what I need. But I do get really choosy. Like, I'm almost, I don't care. She might hear it. I don't know. But I almost in the beginning was like, I don't want to fuck with her because she don't like to read.
What?
I know.
No, that's fire. You got your shit. Okay.
No, for real.
Okay, you want somebody you want to read with. Like, we need to share our ideas. It's like,
not the coldest winter ever, you know?
I cannot.
To the game, I ain't trying to read that shit. I want some.
Yo, them books is fire though. Okay.
I'm on a fucking journey. I can't afford to read that shit. I know I ain't shit. But
wow.
I held back. But when you said choosy, I was like, shit. I fuck up a whole thing just for some little shit. I don't like that she don't know how to express herself like I do.
This is not funny. Whoever you are, we are not laughing at you. We're laughing at the situation.
You're laughing at me, man.
Yeah.
I ain't shit. And I really do love her though. But I also know that I can love a lot of things and it's,
and they not be good for you. Yeah.
Yeah. So shit, that's a one twist. Shit hurt me. Triple kill. Quadra kill. Penta kill. Decision real quick. Yeah. So
you'll figure it out.
I don't know and shit. So God damn. Every time I fuck with you. I start feeling. That's why I love your whole life, man. So what you got coming up? What you been doing? What you been doing? You in Philly right now, right? Were you affected by the floods? Like
that water was- what? Miraculously, no, because it was more so like in the inner city.
Yeah.
So if you're in, the inner city of Philly, you probably caught that havoc that the Ida was trying to drop on us. Well, not trying, yeah. She literally did.
Right, that shit was crazy. I thought it was like South Philly.
Yeah, it was weird, man. Weird times where.
Yeah, I saw that. I reached out. Most of my people on the west side.
Okay,
they were like, they good. They straight. They were like, yeah, we were good. It barely. We got some rain, of course, but nothing like what we heard of. And I was like, all them in the city, them in the areas where a lot of bullshit been going down, them downtown areas, those corporate buildings, it's falling. Babylon is falling. I just say it like that, but
yeah,
real shit.
It's happening.
We ain't kids no more. I can't think in that imaginary shit and believe like, oh, this ain't, nah, this is real. It's some real things happening. That's why you gotta stay armored up.
Exactly.
However you stay armored up, hope you do it in a safe way if you choose that way. But I'm trying to tell you, love will prosper. I guarantee you.
Absolutely.
It looks crazy right now. Look like they got the upper hand. The Negatrons are winning, but I guarantee you it's not really how it's going down.
Right.
And there will be some sacrifices. That's why you gotta get your house in order, because you may be a sacrifice just for the cause. Just for the
Please
cause.
Get your houses in order, people. Get your house in order. Get your finances in order. Do not overspend. If you are out of commission, you do not have a job, you're unemployed, start actively looking for a job. This is serious because you need a job and you need one ASAP. Health concerns for a lot of you people out there, regardless of who's listening, who is not, work on your health, work on your environment too, because your environment, the place that you're living, could also be affecting your health, okay? There's a lot of serious weather conditionings happening within the near future, so just staying clear of that stuff. Pay attention. I don't like the news, but when it comes to weather, it's very important because we are still in hurricane season and we have not heard the last of a couple of hurricanes and tropical storms and all that weird shit. So we're going to continue to get flooding in areas that we were not expecting to get flooding in. So yeah, get those survival kits or whatever kits that you need. Make sure you have your pantries filled with canned foods and stuff, replenished water, all that shit. You need all that shit, all the batteries, all the flashlights. You need all those things.
Okay.
It's important. Winter time is going to be really troublesome for a lot of us because the energy is going to really deplete us in a way to make us feel like we are in end times. It's not necessarily so, but there is going to be a lot of chaotic energy that's going to be happening. Something in another country could occur and it could directly affect us, some form of infiltration or something like that. So we could be on high alert around winter. December, if not November. November, if not December. So some time frame within that portion of towards the end of the year, there's something in high alert. High alert, high alert. I pray it doesn't happen, and I hope we're not in high alert, but that's just what the fuck I'm getting, so I'm roll with it, okay?
Roll with it.
What else is happening? Yeah, there's a lot of spiritual warfare happening, though, still, and will continue to happen well into 2022. So you really have to gather your thoughts, really get yourself together and stay centered and grounded as possible. Because, networking is going to be one of those things where the barter system becomes more realer than ever. Mm. Not to say that it hasn't, but it's like our financial struggles are going to start to become more real. for us, for a lot of us, because we're still trying to get our shit together. We can't afford to be in quarantine anymore, but we also have to get real about our situation and figure out more clever ways to make money. All right. So a
Yeah.
lot of us are multi-talented. It's okay to have more than one stream of income at this point. If you haven't figured it out, start to figure it out. All right.
Yeah.
Period. I don't give a
Yeah.
fuck if you're on the side of the road selling grapes. As long as you're bringing some form of income into your household, that is important because that struggle is going to start to become real. A lot of families are going to start arguing over this shit because it's just that kind of energy we're dealing with. We are not in a safe space. We're not happy. We're not happy. Winter time is gloom and doom. A lot of us are not happy. Fuck those little Hallmark commercials. Christmas time is here. No, because a lot of us are not going to be feeling that way. That's the reality. I don't give a fuck what you see on social media. A lot of us are not happy towards the end of this year. These are hard times for us. Holiday season is not cute. It's just not a cute season, guys. I'm sorry. It's
Yeah,
not cute.
no holidays. Yeah, that can't be
These
the best
holiday
time of
seasons are
year.
not cute for us. I don't
Absolutely.
care. All right. So if you're not feeling it, then stay in that energy and be real about it. Okay. There's no sense of trying to spend money or trying to do things that does not resonate with your spirit at this time, all for the sake of a fucking holiday. If you're not feeling, you're not feeling it. Okay. Seriously. If you're not feeling it, you're not feeling it. And that's okay. Because you need to be spending all this fucking money to put gifts under a tree that when you technically can't afford it. We can skip holidays. There'll be more holidays to come, all right? Get
Yeah.
creative and do something else. I'm
Word.
just saying. I'm not saying like
Word.
to go against all the holidays, but it's
Nah,
like
they
you
know what
really have
he.
to get real with shit. You
Yeah.
feel me?
Our listeners know. They know. And they're going to tell a friend to tell a friend that it ain't it this year.
Period.
It
You
ain't it.
know?
It may not be a thing again, but we're going to find a way to recreate. We all about trying to sustain ourselves. And that was
Exactly. This
great
is about
advice for all of us.
sustainability.
Sustainability, just trying to sustain. Self-preservation, of course. But you're gonna have to lean on your neighbor. That's why we need to get
Right.
right within ourselves because although you don't, right now, what is it? Fuck everybody. I don't fuck with everybody. That's what Moneybagg say. You fuck
Yeah.
that shit. You're gonna need somebody that don't look like you, that don't know
Yep.
nothing about you. And your aura and your energy will be your only currency.
Yep.
No bullshit. Vibrational currency. Not that anybody can be nice. A lot of people know how to be nice and kind, but I'm talking about when you exude that, just your light, you beaming, that's your only way out of the darkness. And the help is going to be there because everything always works out for us. That's what you got to just plant your seed. If you started today, if you started just now, at this moment, even thinking like this, you slipped up, you ran into us. Hey, it's never too late.
Never.
We talk shit in the beginning about it's not about saving. We talking about we're not taking the time to stop and enlighten. You just have to catch us on the way. Us meaning you, me, us as one. Because we all born with it. I can always say that, man. And we got it. Just don't be scared. The fear will break you down. That's the number one killer. All the other stuff are subcategories of fear. Watch what you think and pay attention to what you're focusing on at all times. And I don't mean focus on you focusing on something. I'm talking about put it in your subconscious that although what I see with my two eyes may appear to be scary, I know that it's not real. You know what I'm saying? And we might just leave them off of fucking that. You know what I'm saying?
You feel me,
God damn, dog. This came through. Hey, I
Period.
love this. I love this. You know, I appreciate your whole goddamn life. Please tell the people where they can find you. I'll holler at you just something small because you on hiatus. So we're gonna respect the space, listeners. We're not gonna bombard her with
Absolutely.
things. We're gonna respect her space because she just let you know she popped out for me. She popped out for us, meaning she
I
about to pop back in.
sure
You know what I'm saying? So you go to the
did.
page and get your look on. Holler at them
Of
later.
course. Listen, you can find me at keepyourspiritalive.net. That is basically where you can find my services. And then all my social media handles are on there as well. Also, this is a fun fact. I do game. I am a gamer on the low ski. I play Grand Theft Auto 5, but I do like the role play. So if you are into Grand Theft Auto 5 RP,
Oh, you
listen, let
shooting
me
shit
know.
up. You shooting the shit up on the low?
I ain't shooting shit up. I'll be chilling, but it's fine.
I just wanted to pop the button.
It's fun, though. Yeah. So shout out to my gamer homies. They know who they are if y'all are listening. And that's all I have to share. This was amazing. This was a beautiful experience. I really needed this. So, you know, I appreciate
love
it.
Love is like Blair. Love from me, man. To you. From me to you. From me to you. If nobody told you today, I love your whole life. Stay focused. Stay light. Stay in your light. And feel when you feel. And come out as you please, whenever you please. But just know when you're ready to pop out.
I'm popping out.
You can always come to. And I'm still listening to the old episodes. Catch the old episodes on Spotify.
Period. You know,
still tap in. Shout out to Kim. We love Kim. I'm Kim on the show, too. Don't get it twisted. But I felt like Blair needed something.
Mm-hmm.
They are a combination to hear. So if you want to hear them together, then
Oh Blair.
It was just it was just an hour. We've been on here an hour, 11 minutes, and I just saw 11 seconds. So we're gonna end it off of there, man. I appreciate y'all for coming out. I love your whole life. And Blair, I'm gonna get with you, man. This is another episode of Dope Made with Love. I am your neighborhood love, Dilla. Stay great. Love you.
Peace.